Okay. All right, everyone, thanks so much. I'm going to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order April 15th, 2021. If you'll join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, in attendance today on the board, to my right, we have Mr. Earl Barbeau. We have Ms. Briseida Castro to my immediate right. My name is Alexandria Malone. I am your chair. We have Max Carter to my left. Jill, our secretary, from as county liaisons to our commissioners, we have Anthony Manor and William Covington. And we have Jared from County Planning to help us out. Okay, moving on to the section of public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public for items on the agenda that you will not be able to speak on at a later period. So does anyone have any comments at this time? All right, seeing none, we will move on to the approval of the minutes for April 1st, our last meeting. Does anyone have any comments on that?
No.
Okay, motion.
Can I do a motion to approve even though I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes for April 1st, 2021. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Next, we have approval of the agenda for today, April 15, 2021. Hold, combine, or delete any items. Any comments on that point?
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve the agenda as it stands for today, April 15th, 2021. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I suppose. Okay, motion passes. Moving on to informational items. Do we have any informational items? Okay, great. All right, so we will move on to the planning and zoning portion of our agenda. For action on May 4th, Planning Commission, application DR210121, Wardley Properties LLC, design review for a distribution center on 4.4 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE70, AE75, and APZ2 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Alto Avenue and Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? All right, could you step forward and name an address for the record,
please? Yes. Ed Tanney with Tanney Engineering at 6030 South Jones.
If you want to.
And I'm here on behalf of the applicant.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
I'm sorry, it's Ed Tanney with Tanney Engineering, 6030 South Jones.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Boy, that's a little bit light, isn't it?
Can you fix the exposure a little bit?
There we go. That
looks a lot better.
Yeah, it was
very good.
Do you
want me to flip that around? I think it's upside down. So let me try this. I'm trying to go this way with it.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Voila. All right. So anyway, what we have before you tonight is a design review, and then we also have a vacation public right-of-way, which would be item number two on here. I'll kind of address them simultaneously, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. So anyway, we've had essentially a gross five-acre piece, which nets out at 4.4 acres. After you give a right-of-way on both Lamb Boulevard and then Alto, Alto's a half-section line, and Lamb is a full-section line. And we're proposing a 90,000 square foot warehouse, office warehouse, which is compatible with the MD zoning. And we are before you with a very compliant site plan. We've worked very closely with staff. We're asking for no variances. The parking is met. The offsets are met. The floor to area ratios are met. It is consistent with what is in the neighborhood, and we concur with staff's recommendations for approval on it. And with that, I'll just go ahead and answer any questions you may have on it. I guess, well, one other thing, let me go ahead and explain the vacation of the right-of-way, is that Clark County now likes to have sidewalks detached from the back of the curb by 5 feet. And so what we're doing in accordance with that stipulation is we're vacating that 5 feet behind the back of curb on both Alto and then on Lamb and detaching a 5-foot sidewalk. So we will be consistent with the Title 30 landscape requirements of having a 5-foot landscape buffer and then a 5-foot detached walk, and then we'll have a minimum of 5 feet of additional landscaping on it. So that's what the vacation of public right of way is about.
All right, thank you so much. Moving on to the public comment, are there any questions or comments about this item? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to questions and comments from the board.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
Where do they want you to put the no truck sign on Lamb?
You know what, I'm actually gonna contact Public Works about that.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand that. I just browsed through that condition.
I couldn't understand it either.
Yeah, I really couldn't either, because we do have truck access coming in from both directions. We have, you know, truck access coming in off Lamb Boulevard, and then we also have another one that's coming in off at Alto. Yeah, so right here and here. And they were asking us to post no trucks, and it just said no trucks, so I wasn't quite sure if what that was. I'm going to have to get with them.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll go ahead and work out that condition with them. So, yeah. And by the way, one other thing we're doing too is that we're having a shared access with the neighboring lot, which is already built. So we have three means of getting in and out.
Any other questions or comments from the board?
Move to approve with staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve the design review with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to, and I'll just read this in for the record. Application VS210122 Wardley Properties LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Lamb Boulevard located between Alto Avenue and Cartier Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way being Alto Avenue located between Lamb Boulevard and Abel's Lane within Sunrise Manor. Description on file. All right.
Okay.
Name and address for the record, please.
Yes, I'm Ed Tanney with Tanney Engineering, 6030 South Jones. I'm here on behalf of the applicant.
Okay, and so did you have anything else you wanted to say about this portion?
No, I explained the need for the vacation. We concur with that, concur with staff's recommendations, and we would just like to ask for your vote for approval to move forward.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on to public comment, are there any questions or comments about this item? Okay, questions, comments to the board?
For staff.
Okay, we have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, seeing none opposed, motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
Ed.
Thank you as well. Okay. Moving on to item for action, May 4th, Planning Commission application ET2140038 WS180973, Colonial Real Estate Partnership LTD, waiver of development standards, first extension of time to increase the wall height, design review for additional site features in conjunction with an approved vehicle watercraft storage on 7.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Sahara Avenue and Sand Hill Road within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Dennis Russ, 522 East Twain, Las Vegas, Nevada, representing the applicant. We were within a few days of pulling our permit and satisfying Public Works for our 10-foot security fence around the RV that you can see down on Sahara. So we ran out of time. I can give you a list of reasons, but the reality is we simply ran out of time. I need time for my engineer to complete the work, satisfy Public Works, and pull our permits. The building department's already satisfied everything. And I believe staff is approving our extension of time, and we want to move forward with this immediately. So please consider our application. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much, Dennis. Are there any questions or comments from the public on this item?
Mind if I sit down for a second?
No, go ahead. All right, seeing none, moving on to questions and comments from the board. Perseida?
No? Motion to approve as per staff recommendations.
All right, we have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
And sorry for the dark, but I just hit my eyes.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all.
No worries.
Bright outside.
Jesus.
I'll just skip the page. Okay. For action, May 4th, Planning Commission application UC210090 LKQ Central Inc. Use permits for the following: one, reduce the separation between an automobile dismantling yard and a non-industrial use; two, allow a salvage yard; and three, allow a recycling center. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduce the separation between a salvage yard and a non-residential, a non-industrial use; two, reduce the separation between a recycling center and a non-industrial use; three, eliminate landscaping; and four, full off-site improvements, excluding paving in conjunction with an existing automobile dismantling yard on 19 acres in an industrial M2 zone, generally located on the east and west sides of Copper Stage Street, 1,600 feet east of Land Boulevard at the eastern terminus of Lone Mountain Road within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Good evening, Madam Chair, Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I'm here on behalf of the applicant and property owner. First, you can see the site is located east. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Located about 1,000 feet east of Lamb Boulevard. Our southern property line is Lone Mountain, and we are adjacent on the east side to the Nellis Air Force Base. A little bit of history on this one. This one has been a salvage yard and a recycling center for going on 15 plus years. It was originally approved in 2001 for these uses, had many review periods on it, came back in 2011 to really establish all the underlying requests that are here today. Unfortunately, there was a review required in 2013. It was missed and has triggered us to come back and try to hopefully reestablish a lot of those uses. I do feel like we have complied with the conditions of those previous approvals, but because everything expired, including those use permits and those waiver requests, we're asking to reestablish everything. So if you will allow me to walk through it, I'd be more than happy to show you what we've done. Since the object here is our site plan, we are, we are asking to really for kind of alternative landscaping. One of the conditions that was required previously was that not was to do a different landscaping along Lone Mountain here. You can see on our proposed landscape plan, we are actually proposing landscaping. However, there is no water access here. The water is over here about 1,000 feet from the Lone Mountain right-of-way. So what we were able to get approved several years ago was an alternative landscaping with xeriscape kind of rocks and drought-tolerant trees. This is what exists today on the Lone Mountain, and this is what our site plan is showing as well. That was the condition of approval, was to provide this landscaping. So we did provide it. Unfortunately, we did not come back in for the review on that. This landscaping admittedly does not comply with Title 30 standards, but that was the previous condition of approval, and that's what exists out there today. The other portion of the landscaping request was with respect to our parking lot. in parking lots, Title 30 requires landscape islands every six spaces. We are not providing any landscaping interior to the site on the parking lot. As staff indicates, and we appreciate their support on this, that this is obviously a recycling heavy machinery, and you know, the potential conflict in the landscape islands with machinery moving in and out in the parking lot there is not, there is a conflict there, so we appreciate their support on that. There is landscaping on the western edge of Copperhead here, or Copper Sage, I'm sorry. You can see that in this photo here, the existing conditions. And then one of the final waivers we are asking for is the off-site improvements. You can see here is the cul-de-sac. It has been recently paved over again. Up and down this whole corridor of Copper Sage, there are no off-site improvements. So there is no curb, gutter, sidewalk, street lights at all anywhere in this on this street. We're in the cul-de-sac bulb. We're asking to maintain that. However, the off-sites do not exclude paving. As you can see, we do have everything paved here. So we appreciate you know, staff's analysis on this. I know it was kind of a mixed bag of support and then some denial. But we do agree with all the improved conditions. We're simply asking to try to reestablish things that had expired since 2013. Like I said, I believe those conditions that were required have been met, with save an exception, plus the required review coming back. So that was the portion that kind of triggered all this. So I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions or comments from the public on this matter? Right, seeing none, we move on to questions and comments from the board.
I got a couple. Our application to the Public Works sent through a letter.
I got the amended.
Item number four.
Yes.
What's been done about that? It's going to be written about that.
So there was, right here is the fence. They were, you can see right here, they keep moving, I'm sorry. There was a question on whether or not this fence is in the public right-of-way. If that fence is in the public right-of-way, which is a non-standard improvement, we must remove it, and that's what that condition says, and I agree to that condition.
Okay, very good.
Correct.
Another question. Nellis Air Base, on the map, you can show me the part that's affected there. And have you contacted Nellis?
No, I have.
Where's the Nellis Air Base?
So right here is Nellis Air Force Base.
Okay, what is that? Is that a...
This right here?
Yes.
This is just, I think, a buffer zone for Nellis.
Okay, is that housing track?
This is housing.
Base housing?
I believe so.
Okay, have you contacted Nellis and talked to them about the project?
I have not had any conversations with Nellis.
And that was too, don't you have to do, because you're so
they,
within the, linear footage to the adjacent property?
They got notice, but I did not have, there was no other obligation outside of that.
Okay, that's good. That's it.
I think that personally I tend to agree with staff in the denial of the landscaping waiver, just given its proximity to the residential area. You know, the list starts with air quality, and you know, that just improves quality of life that close, I think. So, and there is a note as well that the landscaping is not maintained. How old are those photos?
These photos are...
Are they just representative?
No, that's existing today. These photos are within the last three or
Which
four
street
weeks.
Are they on?
Lone Mountain, this is Lone Mountain. And then this is Copper Sage. These are less than a month old. And the landscaping requirement, we're not adjacent to any residential. The landscaping requirement would be the Lone Mountain and the Copper Sage, mm-hmm. As well as in the parking lot as well.
Does anybody on the board have any more comments?
Anyone else have any more comments or questions? Is there a motion?
Ignore the question. I'll move to approve for staff recommendations.
So approve and deny per staff recommendation, or approve across the board?
Per their recommendations.
Okay. So that means
denying.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
No, just 3A.
So approving, so there's a motion to approve the use permits, approve waivers of development 1, 2, and 3B. What about 4?
Are you comfortable with 4? Because I agree to the condition.
Oh, okay.
That
we'll
if they're in.
I'm okay with 4 because they're going to move the fence if they have to.
Okay. So the motion is to approve, as I mentioned, all use permits, waivers of development 1, 2, 3B, and 4, with the denial of waiver 3B.
So 3A is approved.
3A, I apologize.
Thank you.
I don't want to say it all. Okay. So all those in favor of that motion,
aye.
All right, seeing approval. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. You guys have a great night.
Thank you, Jim. All right, for action, May 5th, 2021, at the Board of County Commissioners, application WS210109 LGI Homes Nevada LLC, waiver of development standards to waive offsite improvements, curbs, gutters, streetlights, sidewalks, and partial pavement in conjunction with a minor subdivision map to amend the boundary between two parcels on 13.4 acres in an RT manufactured home residential zone and R3 multiple family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Pecos Road and the south side of Judson Avenue, alignment within Sunrise Manor. Name and address for the record, please.
Brian Myers, 6030 South Jones, Taney Engineering. I'm here representing the applicant. We recently had the application currently is to avoid having to do off-site improvements on Clifford. Too bad it's not in color. Clifford Street here. And to back up a little bit, our client owns all of these parcels right here and got them entitled back in 2020 through a zone change and tentative map. So there's 46 lots that have been approved already by the county, and it's under construction currently. The only problem that we had when we went through these entitlements is that the county noticed that our southern boundary line was basically right down the center of the drive aisle of this trailer park. So they asked us to go ahead and amend this parcel map to move their boundary line to basically the south portion of our site, which our client agreed to. So we went through this application, and per county code, that's required that full offsite improvements are to be completed on Clifford. So the county called us and said, hey, we apologize, but per code, this is required, and we'll support any waiver that you apply for. So that's kind of what we're here for. Staff recommends approval, and I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
All right, thank you so much, mm-hmm. Brian. Are there any questions or comments from the public? Seeing none. Going on to questions and comments from the board.
Brian, thank you so much. As soon as I saw this, I immediately thought of possibly Pecos and Stewart, where there's an area, and I'm bringing this up because there's an area that doesn't have a sidewalk, and I have often seen mothers pushing their kids, their babies in strollers, struggling to get through the property just to get to the side that's paved. So for me personally, it's really important to have sidewalks accessibility even on a street. I know it's not that big of a street, but we have seen what being at home means and what that contains, and so I think it is necessary for where there is able to have sidewalks, for there to be sidewalks. curbs. There's also, you know, has there been a study? I didn't receive a package, by the way, to see all the information, but is there a, has there been a waiver to, or a, like a gutter study? Or I know there's like a study for the drain study or something. Has that been done?
During this, we're developing this. Mm-hmm. We're not doing anything down here. Out of just the good graces of our heart, we were going to give this strip of land mm-hmm. to this trailer park, which triggered the county to say, well, per our code, we're required to tell you guys to do full off-site improvements along this trailer park. Mm-hmm. We have full off-site improvements being installed on mm-hmm. our project. You know, we just gave these guys the strip because this drive aisle was built mm-hmm. Incorrectly, illegally, back in the mid-60s. In the mid-60s, off-site improvements weren't required.
Okay, so my question was...
a drainage study is not required for,
okay.
for a waiver.
Okay, all right, so that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If there are other questions, I'd like to move to approve the staff's recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion to approve for staff recommendations. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seeing none opposed, motion passes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brian.
Quick day.
Mm-hmm. All right. That concludes the planning and zoning portion. Moving on to general business. Anything? Questions and comments by the general public. Our next meeting date is April 29th, and we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Yay.
Well.
Is it stop or report again?
Yeah, likewise. I heard him say your name and I was like, oh,
I know, I'm like, I don't want to like delete it or something.
Yeah.